Okay, so we're talking about the halachas of Dalet Kaisis and Haseba. Anyone who's been listening to the past shiurim, so we've been speaking about a biskarov in, excuse me, 1 second. A biskarov discusses the halachas of Dalet Kaisis, and another biskarov we're talking about Haseba. But I wanted to frame it like this. There's a psak from the Dugal Mirvava in Simon Tof Pei Gimel. He's talking about a situation where a person doesn't have wine. What's the halacha if a person comes to the Seder and he's lacking in one of the essential ingredients of the Seder, and that is he doesn't have any wine? So the Shulchan Aruch says he should be makadosh on matzah. And then he sort of loses out on the halachas of Dalet Kaisis. When exactly does he say al achilas matzah is a question. The Ramah says, if he doesn't have wine, so at least let him do the Dalet Kaisis on Chamer Medina. Hare the halacha of Dalet Kaisis is a halacha of Kaisel Bracha. And the halacha of Kaisel Bracha is that a person can be Yotze Kaisel Bracha even with Chamer Medina, like we know by Havdalah. So he could do the same thing when it comes to Dalet Kaisis. That's what the Ramah says. The Briskerov talks about that halacha of the Ramah. Putting that on the side, the Dugal Mirvava comments that let's say a person said Kiddush on Chamer Medina, and then, right after he makes Kiddush, he started the Haggadah, he got wine. He got wine. What should he do? Says the Dugal Mirvava, like this. He should split Hallel into two. Sorry, he should split the Haggadah into two. He should say, from the beginning, Holach Ma'anya, until right before the beginning of Hallel, he should say it al hakais. That means Moizgin Kais Sheni, and then you say the Haggadah. He says all the way until Hallel. He should say the bracha of Asher Ge'alonu with that initial saying of the Haggadah. Make a Bari Priyagofen. That's Kais Rishon. Kais Sheni, he should say the first two prokem of Hallel, which is what we say in the Haggadah. And on that, he should make another Bari Priyagofen, and that will be his Kais Sheni. His Kais Rishon will be the Haggadah plus Asher Ga'alanu, and his Kais Sheni should be the Hallel that we say in Haggadah. Okay, strange, very strange. And he relies on a Mordechai. The Mordechai says, what's the pshat that we split Hallel into two? We say the first two prakim of Hallel during the Haggadah, and we say the rest of the Hallel after Birchas Hamazon. So the Mordechai says, the pshat is because we want to have divrei shevach al hakais. Hare for the Haggadah, we're meizgin kais sheni. We have a kais. And since we're meizgin kais sheni, midine seems like a din of kaisel bracha, we want to be mazkir divrei shevach al hakais. So therefore, they instituted the first chelik of Hallel together with the Haggadah, so that way when you say asher ga'alonu, and you say Bar Pir Gafen, it's together with Divrei Shevach. That's what it is normally. That's why the Mordechai explains, that's how he explains why it is that we generally split the Hallel into two. The first part of Hallel is by Haggadah. Why? Because we want to be Mazkir Divrei Shevach on the Kais. The rest of the Hallel we say on Kais Revi. So based on that, says the Dugal Mirvava, if there's a Maila to be Mazkir, Divrei Shevach al HaKais, so this is how he comes up with a way of getting divrei shevach al kol kais v'kais. Asher ge'alonu on the kais rishon. We're talking about the guy who made kiddush on chamer medina. Asher ge'alonu on kais rishon, and then the pirkei halal on kais sheni. So I want to talk about this halacha of the Dagam Ravava, which, what would you have said? Someone made Kiddush on Chamer Medina, and now he got wine, what would you have said? That he lost out. That's what I would have said. I would have said that he was already Yitzhak Kais Rishon, right? Okay, so it goes like this. There's a halacha, there's a concept, there's an idea that the Brisker Rav is very busy with, which is the halacha of Kaisho Bracha. What's the halacha of Kaisho Bracha? There are various types of brachas that we make al hakais. For example, Kiddush, Havdalah, Birkas Hamazon, according to the Man D'Yomer, that bracha to una kais. What else? Sheva brachas is made al hakais. What is the halacha that we sometimes require a kais together with certain brachas? Kiddush, Havdalah, sometimes Birkas Hamazon, Sheva brachas. What is it? The idea is that Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Yayin. There's a maila in Shira when it is said together with Yayin. Like, is the halacha when it comes to Nesachim Agave Mizbech, they say Shira when they're Menasech Yayin Agave Mizbech. Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Yayin. Yayin is Mesamech Elohim Va'anashim. So there's a maila in Shira when it's together with Yayin. There's a maila in Shira when it's together with yain. So that means, if I'm going to say Birkas Hamazon without wine, okay, I'm thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a certain type of Shevach and Shira. But if it's together with yain, it's Shira ala yain, so it's a different type of Shira. It's a Shira with yain, it uplifts the Shira, it's a different Shira. It's a maila in the Shira. So why do we have yayin when it comes to Kiddush? It might be the same halacha. Let's say when it comes to Kiddush, when it comes to Havdalah, when it comes to Birkas Hamazon, when it comes to Birkas Nisuin. Hare, when you make a bracha of alasias makeh on your gag, there's no halacha to do it ala kais. No such halacha, right? We're not makbid that every bracha u'bracha should be done ala yayin. You know, by Birkas Erisin, it might not be makbid, it might not be ma'akev to do it al yayin. Birkas Nisuin is ma'akev. Birkas Erisin, if you don't have wine, it's not so clear. Meaning there are certain brachas that they were machmir, that they should have a halacha like Shira and Ein Oimrim Shira El Al Yayin. It has a din Shira, and Shira, there, it is a maila in Shira. Shira can be done not al yayin. We say halal not on yayin. But there's a maila in the Shira to be done ala yayin. The best place to locate this halacha is in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. In Simen Kuf Tzadi, he deals with this extensively. The truth is that it emerges from the Rashbam in Perek Arvei Pesachim. When he's talking about Kiddusha Rabbah, he refers to this idea that Kais Shel Bracha is a halacha of Shira ala yayin. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav goes back and forth with all the different halachas that are relevant. Who has to drink the kais when it comes to a kais shel bracha? Ein oimrim shira el yayin. The Gemara in Eirvin and Daf Mem says, who has to drink it? Who has to drink it? The Gemara there says, v'leisvei liyinuka. You can give it to a child. Does the child have to be a bar chinuch? Like by a milah on Tisha B'Av or on Yom HaKippurim. So who drinks the wine? So they put it into the baby's mouth. The halacha of kais shel bracha is that it's shira ala yayin, but we're not necessarily makbid on who drinks that wine. There's a halacha of ein oimrim shira ala yayin. There's a maila in shira when it's ala yayin. It doesn't change anything. Just because it's ma'akev in Mikdash. It's ma'akev. But it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a maila for certain brachas that they have to be done. Alayim. It's a takana derabona. I mean, we're not talking about a din deraisa. It's a takana derabona. But it's a maila in these brachas that they should be done alayim. And again, Hamavarech Tzarech Shiyitim, this is like half of Arvei Pesachim. Hamavarech Tzarech Shiyitim, who has to be Tayin? What does the Kais have to look like? The fact that the person who's Mavarech needs Ituf, and we're Ma'atir the Kais. They're all halachas in Kaisho Bracha as a part of this halacha of Einam Shir El Yai. Okay. What I'd like to suggest is that that halacha is not necessarily what's going on by Dalet Kaisis. That halacha of Kaisho Bracha that we say by Kiddush and by Avdalah and by Birkas Hamazon maybe and by Birkas Nisuin is not necessarily what's going on when it comes to Dalet Kaisis. The Brisker Rav keeps talking about the Kaisho Bracha back and forth. We compare and contrast between the Kaisho Bracha and Dalet Kaisis. It goes like this. There's a Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. This is already when the Mishnayos are up to Kais Shlishi. So what's the Kais Shlishi on? Mazgulei Kais Shlishi Mevarech Al Mezoinai. He makes a bracha of Birkas Hamazon, and together with it, he says a Berei Piragafen on Kais Shlishi. So the Gemara says, why is it that he's Mevarech the Kais Shlishi on Birkas Hamazon? Amalei Rav Chanan L'Rava, Shmami Na Birkas Hamazon to Una Kais. You see from here that Birkas Hamazon requires a Kais. Why is that a very strange raya? What are we talking about over here? We're talking about Dalet Kaisis. The Gemara over here seems to assume that Dalet Kaisis, not every one of them is coming because of the halacha of Cheres. Perhaps the Kais Shlishi is coming because of what? Birkas Hamazon. It's halacha's Birkas Hamazon. Shema mina Birkas Hamazon to Una Kais. So because Birkas Hamazon requires a Kais Shel Bracha, the Gemara says, that's why Mazgulei Kais Shlishi Mevarech Al Mezoinai, because Birkas Hamazon requires a Kais Shel Bracha. That's what Rav Chanan says to Rava. And Amar Lei, Rava says back, no, what are you talking about? It's not because Birkas Hamazon to Una Kais. Amar Lei, Arba Kosei Tiknu Rabbanan Derech Cheirus, Kol Chad V'Chad Naved Bei Mitzvah. Now I want to start in the Havamina. What's this machlekes about whether Birkas Hamazon to Unakais or Eina to Unakais? What's that machlekes? What's pshat? Does Birkas Hamazon require a Kaisho Bracha? Do you have to have a Kais together with Birkas Hamazon? So it seems to be a machlekes amaroyim. Is Birkas Hamazon to Unakais? What's that machlekes? So this is a major machlekes vishen. Major machlekes between the Balei Taisvis and, let's say, the Sfardim. Yeah? The Ramban in Brachas. And the Ran in Psachim and Rabbeinu David in Psachim. What's the Machlekes? The Machlekes is like this. The Ran and the Ramban, Rabbeinu David say like this. Of course, everyone agrees that there is a Maila that Birkas Hamazon should have a Kaisho Bracha. That you should have a Bay Priyagofen and a Kaisho Bracha. Einam Shir El Aliyayin. There's a Maila in Birkas Hamazon that it should have this special element of Shira. For sure it's a Maila. The machlekes, whether Birkas Hamazon is to Unakais or ain't it to Unakais, is a machlekes about whether Chazal were makbid. That means the man diyamer Birkas Hamazon to Unakais says it has to be Shira Alayayin. And the tour who paskins like the Shita, Birkas Hamazon to Unakais, says don't wash on bread unless you have Yayin. Don't wash on bread unless you have Yayin. Birkas Hamazon to Unakais. They were makbid that the heft of Birkas Hamazon should be a type of Shira. That it's aliyah. If you don't have wine, or if it's the day after Purim, yeah, that it's hard to drink wine, don't wash. Birkas Hamazon is to Unakais. The man diyamer Birkas Hamazon ain't to Unakais holds what? For sure, it would be nice to put Birkas Hamazon aliyah to have a kaisho bracha. But if you can't, it's not makiv. It's not makiv. Birkas Hamazon can be done aliyah. It can be done shelo aliyah. Both are options. That's how, let's say, the Ramban learns. Taisa says no. Taisa says, the manda omar Birkas Hamazon to Unakais holds that you need to have Birkas Hamazon b'derech shiro. The manda omar Birkas Hamazon ain't to Unakais holds that Birkas Hamazon is not the type of bracha that is shaykh to shira alayayin. Just like we said, the bracha on Vasisa Ma'aka l'gagecha. Or Birkas Kriyat Shema. There's no halacha that Birkas Kriyat Shema should be done ala kais. There is a form of shira in Birchas Kriyat Shema, yeah? But that type of shira doesn't have halach of kais. So says Bali Taisvis, that if Birchas Hamazon ain't a tuuna kais, that means it's not shayach to a kais, it's not shayach to shira. Ad kedei kach, the Rekiv Eger says, and it's astounding, this psak of Rekiv Eger. We paskin what? Birchas Hamazon ain't a tuuna kais. I mean, people make Birchas Hamazon, even Birchas Hamazon bezimun, people are makbid not to have a kais, right? So what's going to be, and this happened at my most recent bris, let's say the person making Birkas Hamazin doesn't want to drink from the kais. Doesn't want to drink from the kais. Now generally, if I'm not going to drink and you are going to drink, what do we say? Can I make the bracha for you in Birkas Hananin? No, I can't make the bracha for you. I can't make Birkas Hananin for you. So says Rekiv Eger, since we paskin Birkas Hamazon ena tuuna kais, and if the person who's doing the Birkas Hamazon, who's being mezamin, doesn't want to drink the wine, someone else is going to drink it. So even though normally in Hilchas Brachas ala kais we say it doesn't matter who drinks it, give it to this guy, give it leisve liyanuka. But since we paskin meikra din birkas hamazon ena tuuna kais, perhaps it's no better than a normal birkas hananin. So who should make the bracha of bai pri hagafen? The other guy, meaning not the mezamin, not the mezamin. Why? Because maybe it's not a birkas, maybe it's not a bracha ala kais. If birkas hamazon ena tuuna kais as Rekiv Eger, perhaps it's not a bracha ala kais. So then I can't make the bracha for you, so you have to make your own birkas hananin. Rekiv Eger is l'cha'ayra assuming like the Bali Taisis. That means, what did we say in the Bali Taisis? That birkas hamazon ain't a tuuna kais, pshat is that what? That it's not a type of shira that comes together with yain. The man de amar birkas hamazon tuuna kais holds it is, and you need yain. But according to Taisis, the man de amar birkas hamazon ain't a tuuna kais holds, it's not shayach to yain. What does the Ramban hold? The machlek is birkas hamazon tuuna kais, ena tuuna kais. Everyone agrees that it's shayach to yain. The whole machlek is whether we necessitate the yain or not. Okay, so why is this relevant to us? Because the Gemara says like this: Amalei Rav Chanan l'Rava Shma mina. The Gemara in the Hav mina held birkas hamazon tuuna kais. We see mazgulai kais shlishi mevarich al mezayna. So Shma mina, we see the reason we're pouring him a third cup because birkas hamazon tuuna kais. So let's work it out according to each shita. According to Taisus, it's very clear. The only reason we would pour him a kais shlishi is if birkas hamazon was tuuna kais, because according to the man d'amar birkas hamazon ain't a tuuna kais. There's no yayin over here. Why are we pour? Why is there yayin at all? Why is there yayin at all? The Gemara in the Maskan is going to say, oh, there's yayin because of dalat kaisis. There's yayin because of dalat kaisis. But according to Taisis in the Havamina, that birkas hamazon is what demands the kais, so it's only according to the man d'amar birkas hamazon tuuna kais. And what about according to the Ramban, that according to both Birkas Hamazon Tuuna Kais and Tuuna Kais, so there's still, either way there's Halach of Yain, it's just whether we demanded it. So Amalei Rav Chanan and L'Rava, the way they learn it is Shma Mina Birkas Hamazon Tuuna Kais, from the fact that the first Mishnah demanded that we go Min HaTamchui, we forced this Ani to get Yain from wherever he could get it from. You see, did he need to have Yain? He needed to have yayin. Shma mina, birkas hamazon tuuna kais. Okay. Whether you follow that or not, it's going to come out clear in the maskana. So what does the Gemara say in the maskana? Either way, the Gemara says, it's not because of birkas hamazon. Omer le, arba kosei tiknu rabbanan derecheres, kol chad v'chad navid be mitzvah. So what's the Gemara saying in the maskana? What's the Gemara saying in the maskana? This is the source for the idea that Dalet Kaisis, they were Mesakein Al HaSeder. That means each one of the Dalet Kaisis is Shaykh to a specific mitzvah. The first one is Shaykh to Kiddush. The second one is Shaykh to Agadah. Third one is Shaykh to Birkas HaMazon. The fourth one to Hala. That's what it says. Arba Kosei Tiknu Rabbanan Derecheres, Kol Chad V'Chad Na'avid Be Mitzvah. They were Mesakein Dalet Kaisis Al HaSeder. Like Rabbi Eichen quoted, the Gemara on Kuf Chesma Bey says, Shisa'an Bivas Achas, What's the halacha of shisotan v'vasachas? You're not yotze. You're not yotze. According to the Rambam, it could be that you're yotze the dinei shtia of arba kaisis, but you're not yotze the din of dalet kaisis ala seder. Where does that come from? The halacha of dalet kaisis ala seder. This gemara on kufiyot zayin and beis arba kosei tikkun rabbanan derechiris kol chad v'chad nave bin mitzvah. Okay, so here's my vort. Listen, like this. According to the Ramban, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David, what was the Gemara's maskana? That even though Birkas Hamazon ain't a tuuna kais, what does that mean? That we don't demand a kais shel bracha, but what does Dalet Kaisis say? Even though generally you don't need a kais shel bracha, but on Pesach, Birkas Hamazon tuuna kais. That's what it sounds like it says. Birkas Hamazon tuuna kais, Kiddush tuuna kais, Haggadah tuuna kais, and Halal tuuna kais. It sounds like the Gemara says, even though normally bracha ain't a tuuna kais, you're right, bracha ain't a tuuna kais. But here, it's like the Gemara said that Leil HaSeder, there's a halacha that Birkas Hamazon is tuuna kais. Okay. That's according to the Ramban. But according to Taisviz, that the halacha of Birchas Hamazon ain't a tuuna kais, what is the pshat? It's not shayach to shira. It's not done al hayayin. It's like saying that on Leil Pesach, they should take the bracha of mezuzah and do it al hayayin. We should say Birchas Kriyat Shema Amarev al hayayin. According to Taisus. What was the Gemara saying in the answer? In the Havmina, the Gemara said, Shema Amina, Birchas Hamazon Tuuna Kais, that means we demand Yayin and we have Yayin. Amar Lei, no, even if Birchas Hamazon ain't a Tuuna Kais, still, Arba Kosei Tiknu Rabban and Derechir is Kol Chad V'Chad Navi Mitzvah. If that was saying that here, on Leil Pesach, we demand that Birchas Hamazon a Tuuna Kais, what are you talking about? Birkas Hamazon doesn't have a din of kais. Yain isn't shaykh to Birkas Hamazon according to the Bali Taisis. In fact, Taisis says on Kuf Hama Beis, that's the Taisis I'm referencing. Taisis says on Kuf Hama Beis, if Birkas Hamazon ain't a tuhuna kais, so they should have been misaking some other shear for kais shlishi. Taisis Kuf Hama Beis, dir maskal shmamina. They should have been misaking some shear. We should have saying chad gadya by Birkas Hamazon. Yeah? They should have sang Adonai Olam and done Kais Shel Bracha. According to Taisus, what's the Gemara answering? L'chair, you see, according to Taisus, and I think it's true in all the Rishonim, that the halacha of Dalet Kaisis is not a halacha of Shira Alayin. It's not a halacha of Shira Alayin. Harei Brichas Hamazon ain't a tuuna kais. It's not a halacha of Shira Alayin. It's a halacha that each kais should have divrei shevach said on it. That means, how did we explain the halacha of shira alayayin? It was a maila in the shira. Shira is better when it's done alayayin. By dalet kaisis, that's not the pshat. By dalet kaisis, it's a din in the kais. It's not a din in the shira. By normal kaisel bracha, it's a maila in the bracha that it should be done ala kais. Here it's a maila to add more and more divrei shevach and inject it into this shtiyas kais. This kais, it's almost like a mashal, like we say the Mishnah Berurah Paskins that by erev tavshilin, which bnei chutz laaretz are going to have this year. Erev tavshilin is halacha. What do you do with the matzah that you do erev tavshilin with? What do you do with the matzah? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a mitzvah to eat it as one of the lechem mishnah on Shabbos, because since you do one mitzvah, you do another mitzvah along with it. It's a ribuy mitzvahs. Here the halacha of dalet kaisis is not that over here. It's not the pshat that on Leil HaSeder all of a sudden Birchas Hamazon is a type of shira that needs yayin. No, it's a maila that we should inject divrei shevach into the yayin. You know, there's a halacha that was quoted. Rav Yashar Be'er quoted Rav Meisher Soloveitchik about this halacha, that a person who says Haggadah al hayayin, yeah, he has a kais sheni when he says the Haggadah. So Rav Meisher Soloveitchik was medayik in the Rambam that since the halacha of Kaisheni is that Kaire alav es ha-hagadah, so what's going to happen if a person says, I mean, it's very motzli, a person that does the whole Haggadah, he says halal, yeah, he says Asher Ga'alanu, and he's now about to say Borei Pir HaGafen, and one of his kids comes by and knocks down the yain. So what do you say? You say, okay, pour another cup and say Borei Pir HaGafen, right? No. Since it's a halacha of Kairi Alav Es HaHagadah, so Ramesh Salvechik says, you need to start from the beginning. Pour another cup of wine and start from, let's say, Halach Manya. The Haggadah has to be said alayin. So I'd just like to add, even if that's true, yeah, it's not a din in the Haggadah. It's a din in the yayin. It's a din in the yayin. It's a mila in the kais. It's not a din shira. It's not a din shira. Arba kosei tiknu. I want to tell you some diuk over here. It says arba kosei tiknu rabbanan derecheres kol chad v'chad navid be mitzvah. Navid be mitzvah. Like you should do nice things with it. The lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. Kol kois v'kois me arba koises ha'elu. This is Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. Mivarech alav bracha b'fnei atzma. What's the lashon of Rambam? It's not kol chad v'chad navid be mitzvah. It's not just you don't shake the kois. Yeah, you don't do nanum on the kois. You mivarech alav bracha b'fnei atzma. What's the lashon of Rambam? V'kois rishon omer alav kiddush hayom. Usually when we talk about Kais Shel Bracha, the way we reference it is that it is said Al Hayayin, like we say by Kiddush. What's Halacha by Kiddush? It's a din that it should be Zachreyu Al Hayayin. It is said Al Hayayin. The subject is what? What is the subject of Zachreyu Al Hayayin? The subject is the Kiddush. That means there's a din of Kiddush that it should be said al yayin. It's the mila in the Kiddush. If you look at the Mishnayos in Perek Arvei Psachim, that it's fakir. The subject is the kais. Revi'i goymer alav es ahalel. The oymer alav birchas hashir. What's the focus? The focus is the kais. Loshan Aramam. The kais rishon oymer alav Kiddush hayom. Not Zachrehu alayayin. That means Zachar the Kiddush. The Kiddush should be done alayayin. Here it's fakir. The kais should have with it the Kiddush. Ha! The kais should have with it the Kiddush. The kais sheni should have with it the Haggadah. So even if you say like Ramesh Salvechik, but it's not a kiyum in the Haggadah. You might have to repeat it, but you have to repeat it because you have to inject the divrei shevach into the kais. You have to inject the divrei shevach into the kais. That's why it makes the Tosfos at the beginning of the parak so tamua. Tosfos says that you could have been yoytze dal kaisis via the halacha of moitzi es acherim. I could be moitzi you in dal kaisis. That's only true if it's a din of amira, a din of saying something, and we can have shemir kaina. Here it's a halacha what? That the point of the dibur, the point of the divrei shevach of the bracha, is in order to inject something into the kais. It's a mila in the kais. It's a mila in the kais. If so, if it's a mila in the kais, like we proved according to the Bali Tosfos from the Gemara Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, it's not the pshat that on Leil Pesach, it's all of a sudden Birchas HaMazon is to Una Kais. Birchas HaMazon is not Shayach to Kais. There's no halacha of Shira Alayayin when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, according to Manian, Birchas HaMazon in a Tuna Kais. It's a halacha that what? That you say the Divrei Shevach of Birchas HaMazon to accentuate the Kais. To accentuate the Shtia. It's like a toast. It's like a toast. Yeah? To accentuate the Kais. So if so, going back to the Dugal Mervava, let's say a person didn't have Yayin when it comes to Kiddush. All he had was Chomer Medina, and he gets Yayin afterwards. Says the Dugal Mervava, since the whole halacha of Arba Kaisis is not a halacha of tonight is Birkas Hamazon ala Kais. It's not a halacha of Haggadah ala Kais. It's not the halacha. It's not the halacha. It's that the Kais should have Divrei Shevach. Kais Rishon Omer Lov Kiddush Hayom. Kais Sheni Kairei Alav Es Haggadah. So here, says the Dagmar Vava, I'll find other Divrei Shevach that will replace those Divrei Shevach, and those will be said ala Kais. Now, the chiddush is that he's able to come up with a replacement. That is a chiddush. I wouldn't have said that on my own. But if you would have said that it's a halacha of kais shel bracha, that birkas hamazon is tuna kais, or haggadah is tuna kais, there's no makom for the dagam revav. The dagam revav doesn't even start. You see that it's not a halacha that starts with the birkas hamazon, that starts with the haggadah, that starts with the halah. It's a halacha that starts with the kais. We take the Divrei Shevach, we inject that into the Kais, and the Shtiyas HaKais has a Mila, because when you drink it, you have in mind all that amazing Divrei Shevach. So that's L'chaira what comes out over here. It's also a Meduyuk in the Rashbam, at the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Arba Kaises Takinu Luhu Rabbanan V'kol Chad V'chad Na V'Bei Mitzvah. Kloimer roi shiyasa by mitzvah, aval bishar yemais hashana loy by kais, sha'af kan ein hakais ba bishvil birkas hamazon. Says the Rashbam, so to hear. This is in the maskana. He's talking about after the Gemara had already said arba kais is takinu l'rabbanan v'kol chad v'chad nave by mitzvah. He says still the kais is not ba bishvil birkas hamazon. The kais is not babish filmu kais amazon. It's not a mile in birkas amazon. It's a mile in the kais. Okay, so that's what we wanted to say today. Yashar Kayach.